Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Be ready, it's coming. Be ready. Easter. Easter takes us from feeling useless to being useful. I'm hanging on to that this Easter. Unfinished origami projects look strange and don't look all that great. In fact, they look useless. Origami projects have specific steps with specific instructions that have to go in a specific order in order for the creation to turn out just right. Now, I speak from experience when I say this. I've gone off track on numerous occasions. Today's example is just kind of for this sermon, but on other occasions, boy, I've gotten off track. A cut in one place on the wrong corner can create a design that, it doesn't look so appealing. A fold on the wrong side of the paper can really change everything altogether, and a crease just doesn't go away if you don't put it in the exact right location. And you come to the conclusion, boy, it's just useless. There's nothing that you can do with this. And if you're like me, what I do when I get off track is I like to make up steps along the way. I crease in some places, I cut some other corners, and just try to make something of it. And you know what happens? It just gets worse. And it looks something like this. The only thing that this is good for is wadding up and going like this and tossing it in a wastebasket to play basketball. There you go, Matt. Bam. Origami, when it's done right, is beautiful and useful. Origami, when it's in the hands of a master artist, can really be useful and timeless. The crease that doesn't make all that much sense, it kind of fits things together. The cut on the corner that just seems strange, it's perfect. It puts it together. The fold, it just comes all together. A perfect put together origami project in the hands of a master artist is useful. Dear friends, you are God's origami project. Life creases us. As we live life, life folds us. Life cuts us. Maybe as you gathered here for Easter, you're feeling, useless. But today what we want to get across is that in the hands of the master artist, your creator, you are useful. You can live with purpose. This is the story of Mary Magdalene at the empty tomb. John chapter 20. This woman has been cut and folded and creased in life. Luke chapter 8 verse 2. It lists a bunch of women that supported Jesus in his ministry. She's the only one that has something negative tied to her. It says that she was the one that was possessed by seven demons. She was the person on the side of the street that talked to herself. She was most likely homeless and wandered around. She was someone who was socially awkward, not a pillar of the community, not someone you sought after, not an achiever, not an overachiever at all. She was like that origami project gone wrong, cut, folded, creased, useless. And it's even worse here in this text. She shows up to the empty tomb, and it's not a statement of belief there. She's weeping. It's getting worse. Why? The person who healed her from demon possession, Jesus, had died. That was one thing. But his body was shamefully, she thought, taken away by grave robbers. And she's there weeping. Can you relate? Are you there? I think we can. We can feel creased because of the sins that we've committed, our past. We can feel folded because of someone else's decision. Life circumstances have just thrown you in a different direction, And we can feel cut and damaged. We can feel useless.